And a good afternoon. Welcome in. I am Ian Grant, and this is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. And despite the best efforts of GO Transit, I'm actually here. So there you go. Hey, you know, almost 70% of Canadians have life insurance of some type. I do. Probably you do also. You know, we pay in each month and we watch the money go out. And if you're anything like me at all, you never really think about it again. The money's gone, right? Well, do you know your life insurance hidden value? If that question doesn't catch your attention, all right, how about the chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Florida? Because if that didn't work, there's a very good chance that one will. This afternoon, we're going to be talking about something very different. It's something that we haven't talked about on the show. And to be honest, it was something that I had no idea was nearly as complicated up here in Canada, Ontario specifically, because I do a fair amount of traveling in the States and I see all kinds of commercials, and I would assume this was the easiest thing in the world to do. And believe it or not, I found out that it is absolutely not. You know, I'm really excited to bring these experts to you. Some very surprising facts today we are going to be talking about. Do you know why Canadian seniors selling their life insurance policies? Did you know that when it's time to cash in a life insurance policy, many have only been receiving a fraction of their fair market value? Well, this afternoon, with the help of Canadian Life Settlements, we've got a lot to cover, not least of which is how they're helping Canadian seniors unlock that fair market value in their policy. And again, if you watch a lot of U.S. TV, you're going to think this is not a big deal. You're going to think probably somewhere down the line, this is something you're going to do and it's going to be easy. And you're going to find out that it is not. So this hour, we're going to let Canadian Life Settlements help you explore your options. I'm joined in studio this afternoon by Paul Tyers. He is founder and portfolio manager with Canadian Life Settlements. Paul, good afternoon. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, Ian.
It is great to have you here. And right off the top, I must admit, you know, the more I started researching the show we were going to be doing, the more I was saying to myself, this isn't a thing. This is something that I have watched commercials, I have been told, you know, I knew all about how to do it. And then as I went on, I realized the only reason I knew so much about it was from watching American TV, where it's a very straightforward process, not nearly straightforward up here in Canada. So I'll tell you what, let's get things rolling. Why don't you introduce us, tell us a bit about yourself, and then tell us about Canadian Life Settlements and what you're doing out there.
Sure, happy to. I'm a chartered accountant and a certified financial planner. And this is a topic that I learned about, 5 years or more ago, when I was down at an advanced financial planning course down in the U.S. And like you say, you hear about it. Once you're made aware of it, all of a sudden it's like the car you drive, you see all over the streets.
That's right.
Once I realized this was the case, I decided to investigate it a little bit more. You know, one of the things is that as a financial planner and CA, I think it's important that people understand whatever the assets they have at their disposal, seniors in particular, because these assets have to last them and provide income, they should optimize whatever assets they have. But this is one of those assets that really people didn't consider
No.
as a source of hidden value for their retirement
Paul,
years.
What infuriates me, to be blunt, is that even if they did consider it, even if somewhere in the back of their mind they were budgeting that this very well may be the way to go, they were probably doing that based on information they were getting stateside and not information they were getting up here in Canada. And I can only imagine what a terrible shock it must be for people who think that they may potentially have hundreds of thousands of dollars banked away that they can get to because that's what the messages are telling them, only to call their insurance company and have their insurance company shrug and say, don't know what you're talking about.
Well, not only that, Ian, what they would say if they made a call to their insurance company or their insurance agent, what they would hear is that's illegal in the province.
Right.
Okay? And the reality is, even after we got approval in 2017 from the Financial Services Commission, conveniently, they still said it's illegal. Okay, so one of the important things here is to get people to realize that this is an asset, and like any other asset, it's really their fundamental right established in law to be able to use that asset to their to be able to optimize whatever they own.
So specifically this hour, basically, we're talking not specifically, but in a very broad range to seniors who've been paying life insurance for probably possibly close to half a century. They've been paying into this thing. And they're now realizing that either they choose not to pay anymore, they don't want to pay anymore, or you know what, there's a certain point when you get to at your life where life insurance doesn't honestly make that much sense anymore. And I'm sure as a financial planner, that's one of the conversations you have with people. What shocks me, though, Paul, is that people get to that point and believe that there is no further value to it, and therefore they just walk away from the policy. They just stop paying, basically.
Well, it's interesting that about 80%, slightly over 80%, we're told, of all insurance policies never pay out the death benefit.
Wow.
Okay? Now, you can imagine this from the standpoint of people that have been paying and paying and paying. If they never hold it until they get over the goal line, as it were, they never reap the benefit. Well, on the other side of that equation are insurance companies who fundamentally don't mind that they stop paying close to the end.
Of course not.
Because they never have to pay out the liability.
And that's also why when you call the insurance company, they're very possibly going to tell you that there's nothing can be done, as you just said. They may very well tell you that it's illegal here in Ontario. And ironically, you know, if we go to Quebec, if we go to Nova Scotia, if we go to New Brunswick, I mean, at least there's some enlightenment there where they're moving forward on this. And, you know, we'll get into this a little more later on in the hour, but Mike Cole, when he was a Liberal MPP here in Ontario, I mean, he introduced a bill that a private member's bill, no less, a private member's bill that got to second reading, no less, and but for the election, you know, Ontario may have been one of those provinces, and right now we've kind of wound it all back and we're stuck in that limbo again. What I do want to clarify, though, is the catch that when someone does call the insurance company and they say, that's illegal, and we have somebody listening at home going, well, if it's illegal, I don't want anything to do with it. So you know, clarify that. Is it illegal or not? And if not, why not?
Okay, so and this is a little complicated to understand, but given the current regulations that really provides insurance companies with the right to be the only buyer of that insurance policy, it was the Section 115 that was written in the 1930s. What we did is I read this along with our legal counsel, and there was a clause in it that said an insurance company or its duly authorized agent. They said, aha, if we can become a duly authorized agent, now we can participate in this legally within the current regulatory framework. We took that, we went to the Financial Services Commission and said, did we read this right? And they said, yes, you did. Are we the first that's ever done it? Correct. And then they said, you will have no trouble with us carrying on. So during that time period with the existing legislation, it really was legal. We were operating within that.
Now, that's the other part I want to clarify, too, because there was a point where you got approval to make this happen. Everything was kind of moving forward the way it should have been. And then all of a sudden, you know, they kind of slammed the brakes on you, correct?
Well, they did. And I can tell you that that was done with the intensive lobbying and pressure put on them by the insurance industry, who doesn't want this operating conveniently. And so by November last year, so we operated for a year and a half, and then by November last year, we were told that they had misinterpreted their regulations. How convenient.
That's very, isn't it? Wow.
And so, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, today in the province of Ontario, this is not something that we can do. However, there's a fairly straightforward solution to this, and that is to change Section 115 of the Insurance Act.
Wow. And yet we have so many people, as we just said, who have been paying into a policy their entire life, expecting to get something back, amplified more so by all the messages that they're seeing. I mean, they could be watching City TV in Montreal and getting a message saying that this can be okay. They could be watching some time-delayed newscast in Nova Scotia with a commercial saying it's okay, and yet here in Ontario, it's not okay. I want to take a break, and I want to continue working through this. You know, why are Canadian seniors selling their life insurance policies? Because when it's time to cash in, they've been receiving a fraction of their fair market value. If you are an owner of a Canadian-issued life insurance policy, and you've been considering whether it's worthwhile to continue to pay the premiums on your policy, This hour is really for you. Whatever you do, do not just walk away from the policy. Don't fold it up. Don't leave it in a drawer as you stop paying premiums on it. There are options. That's what we are discussing this hour. Canadian Life Settlements, helping Canadian seniors unlock the value in their life insurance policy. You know, almost all major developed countries, but only four Canadian provinces have regulations in place for seniors to utilize their life insurance policies during their lifetime. Can you imagine? It allows them to improve their retirement income. It provides much-needed capital, and yet only four provinces in Canada, and Ontario is, of course, not on that list. Tell you what, register your interest in allowing for an open market in the province and for life settlements and life loans. Enter your name for a chance. You can also win an all-expenses-paid trip to Florida for one. All you got to do is visit the website, hiddenvalue.ca, hiddenvalue.ca, hiddenvalue.ca. Take the survey there. You could very well win yourself an all-expenses-paid trip to Florida, but at least you will be making your voice heard. I'm Ian Grant. We'll be back with more here on Ask the Expert on News Talk 1010. And we are back. Good afternoon. It is Ian Grant, and we are here on Ask the Expert on News Talk 1010. Phone lines are open, by the way. Any thoughts, comments about the show that we have this afternoon? Welcome them in. 71010. 71010. Regular texting rates apply. And of course, 416-872-1010. 416-872-1010. Comments, questions. This afternoon, we're talking with Canadian Life Settlements. They want to make a reality for all Canadians with getting life settlements and life advances. Now, we have a website set up, or they do. See how I try and get invited to these parties? You can register your interest in allowing an open market in Ontario for life settlements and life loans. All you really got to do, you go to the website, you fill out a couple of questions, and in doing so, you can also leave your name, your contact information, I guess, and you may also very well win an all-expenses-paid trip to Florida for one. All you got to do, visit the website. The website is hiddenvalue.ca. That is hiddenvalue.ca. If you know someone else who is listening, if you know someone else who may not be listening but is interested in this, again, tell them to go to the website, hiddenvalue.ca. There's a series of questions there, and based on your answers to that, what they will do is they're going to forward the answers to this survey to parliamentarians and try and finally get some action back on this. And Paul, just before the break, we were talking about the fact that this was, it was completely off the record up until 2017. 2017, all of a sudden, you know, there was that little glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. Mike Cole jumped in, introduced a private members bill. That private members bill got to second reading. It really did look, for all intents and purposes, like Ontario may join Quebec, they may join Nova Scotia, they may join New Brunswick in really helping seniors and working in their best interest as opposed to that of the insurance companies. And then called an election and the air went out of it. But that can't mean that all hope is gone, right? I mean, obviously we have new politicians, we have a new government in place, and that new government has made it very, very clear that they have seniors' interests at heart.
There's no question. And we have had meetings with current parliamentarians, and to a person, including yesterday, the Minister for Seniors and Accessibility, Raymond Cho, wasn't aware of the issue, but now that they are aware of the issue, very consistently they come down on the side of the really consumer issue and saying this should be a right of every consumer to be able to use their asset. But I would tell you that Morris Adams, who's here with us, it was really the catalyst to Mike Cole starting the bill.
Morris, first of all, welcome in. Welcome to the station.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you for being here. Now, just before we get to Morris, there's a question I have, which is how much money are we talking here? Because that tends to really be the bottom line. So if I'm 70 years old, I've been paying in now for, I did it when I was 20. I was very responsible. I had a financial advisor. And so I started paying into my life insurance when I was 20. I have half a century invested in my life insurance policy. As me, the 70-year-old, living in Ontario right now, how much can I expect? You know, not to the cent, but ballpark, what should I be looking at as a return on that investment for me?
So I would like to give you a very definitive answer to that, But to say it depends, it really depends on a person's specific age, their health. Mm-hmm. And what's very important here is poor health or life-shortening health actually enhances the value of the policy because, let's face it, it would be paid sooner.
Right.
Okay? The other factor that's very important is what are the premiums? And so it's not unusual where we have seen 25 to 50% of a policy might be the fair market value. But I'd like to give you a hard and fast rule, but it is really contingent. We have to put
I understand that. But yeah. Are we talking $350 or are we potentially talking $100,000?
Well, I mean, that's the largest one so far that we've done for a $2 million policy is we advanced $1.2 million against a $2 million policy. And if I
see, for a senior, Paul, that's life-changing. I mean, it's not just, I mean, surely to God, you do this all the time with people. You know, your retirement is trying to make that money last, trying to balance it properly.
Right.
All of a sudden now, this investment that you've been making throughout your entire life can really help you in your older years. As I said before, as an ardent viewer of American TV, I assume that this was all taken care of, and it's not. Can you imagine if you're on a very limited pension, but you've been a responsible, good, you know, tax-paying, insurance-paying adult, you get to that point where you're looking at that and someone comes along and says, hey, you know, there's $1 million here that may help you out. That's a fantastic break, and it's infuriating that it's not available.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what the battle that we're up against. To me, it's a consumer versus insurance company battle. And to me, we need to right this wrong. And let's be honest. I mean, in every major developed country throughout the world, this is a reality. Germany, Japan, United Kingdom, and United States. And here we have a fledgling industry.
Right.
Shame on Canadians.
It truly is, you know. We mentioned before in studio, we're joined by Morris Adams. I want to take a break and I want to come back so that we can talk uninterrupted because, you know, we are racing the clock for the bottom of the hour. So we will do that. His story is fascinating because it's a perfect example of how, and I don't want to get into the rushes here on commentary, but you know what? You would assume that when your insurance company is needed, that they're going to be there for you and not throwing everything they possibly can in your way of helping you. We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. As I said, 416-872-1010. 416-872-1010 is the number if you have questions here in the studio. 71010, 71010. You can text us your questions and also really advise you, register your interest in allowing an open market in Ontario for life settlements and life loans. And you know what? If you're in your 40s and your 50s, if you know you're not necessarily considering your retirement and all that kind of, it's going to happen. And when it does happen, there's no reason why you shouldn't be taken care of. So, you know, go there, enter your name. You get a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip for Florida for one. If you're not really interested in the trip, that is great. IG@newstalk1010.com. I will be happy to help you out with that. But seriously, go to the website. It is hiddenvalue.ca, hiddenvalue.ca, hiddenvalue.ca. It's a very brief survey. You fill in the survey, give me your information, and we'll talk about this also, but the results of that survey will be forwarded to parliamentarians, and hopefully we can get some action on this. Anyway, what we are going to get action on is we're going to take a break, and we will continue with Ask the Expert here on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. Good afternoon. It is Saturday afternoon in Big Town, and thank you for joining us here on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. I'm Ian Grant. At this hour, you know, if you're the owner of a Canadian-issued life insurance policy and you've been considering whether it's worthwhile to continue to pay the premiums on your policy, this hour absolutely is for you. Whatever you do, though, do not just walk away from that policy. Don't fold it up. Don't leave it in a drawer. If you just stop paying on it, pretty much everything that you invested to date just went down the drain. Paul Tyers is here. Paul, you're a chartered professional accountant. You're a certified financial planner. You make your living giving people good investment advice. To be blunt, if it wasn't good investment advice, you wouldn't have made your living at it. So obviously, you know, there is a foundation there. You were at a seminar a few years ago, and the subject we're talking about here was completely taboo in Ontario until about 2017. It was not possible. Walk us through what happened. You were at a seminar down in the States where you found out about this concept and thought, I wonder if we can make that work in Ontario.
Well, first of all, when I found out about it, I checked the regulations and I found out that only certain provinces we could operate. So when we started in the province of Quebec because Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Saskatchewan were open territory. Even though Mind and Management was here initially, we actually then went to the Ontario government and said, surely we can get them to change the regulations, because I didn't know whether there had been prior effort to try to change the regulations.
Right.
And that's when we found out that there was this opportunity to become a duly authorized agent. And that was really the catalyst. I mean, I'd like to tell you it happened overnight, Ian, but it took several months with legal counsel and so on to be able to get to that point.
I want to take a step back because I think for anyone who has just joined us or joined us in the last few minutes, this entire conversation, you know, I mean, we really did launch into it. We kind of explained it off the top. We've been talking about it. But now that we're halfway through the show, can you just basically, you know, there's a great forum I'm part of called Explain to Me Like I'm a 5-year-old. So can we just take it back, though, and explain what this is? For argument's sake, I am a senior. I have been paying life insurance now for half a century, and I'm now, you know, I don't really need it anymore. I don't need to make the payments. I don't need it anymore. If we watch US TV, I should be able to pick up the phone and sell that policy, put some money into my retirement fund, and in Ontario, I cannot do that, correct?
Correct.
I used to be able to do it for, what, 8-9 months, right?
Well, it was a bit over a year, but...
Okay, but now I can't because I
That's
missed
correct.
The window. So what are we talking about here?
Well, what we're talking about, and I've got a live case in front of me here, where it was an individual who took out a policy for $500,000 when she was about age 70. She did it for estate planning purposes, mm-hmm. okay? Her children were in their 40s at the time. She's now 88 years old when we purchased this policy. Her premiums were over $20,000 a year, but she had calculated that she could afford that.
Mm-hmm.
But after many years, and it's been over 20 years that she's been paying that, it became too expensive for her to keep that up. Interest rates have been low, yields on other investments have been low. And so she was in a position to have to potentially give that up, where nobody would get the benefit.
Wow.
And so what we did, and the cash surrender value, the offer she was made was $10,000.
Not even half a year's worth.
No, $10,000 was the cash surrender
value. That's offensive.
And so what we did is we paid her $115,000 up front. Now we have to take over the premium payments.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an additional capital investment being made. We took that over. And our fund becomes the beneficiary of that policy.
Okay, where I think it's going to get confusing for the listeners, if not the host, is one side we're saying it can't be done on Ontario. Then we're saying that there it may be a way to do it. And then we're saying, can it not be done right now?
This was a policy that we did
when
during
it was
that,
okay
when,
to
that
do it.
When we did that window.
Okay, so this is a fairly good example then of how it can work.
That's correct.
And it's also a great example of going to an insurance company and them giving you $10,000, and God help you if you hung up the phone and went, well, I guess that's what it's worth, and walk away from that, leaving all that money on the table.
And by the way, we are still doing cases like this in the three provinces where it's wide open. So, you know, can you imagine this? If you live over the border in Quebec, you could realize this, and you live in Ottawa, you can't.
I was reading about one of the companies that moved its office from Toronto to Montreal just so that they could participate in this. So, you know, obviously there's a demand for it. And I'm amazed. Two things I'm surprised about. A, I'm surprised that our provincial government, and God bless them, we know that they do have seniors and that they care a lot about them. And this sounds like a fantastic opportunity for them to do something about it. Because as I said before, I mean, this came this close to being law in Ontario, and it was only because of the election that it all kind of got shelved. Anyway, introduce our guest because he has a fascinating story.
Well, I'd like to introduce Morris Adams, and I'm just going to say that Morris is over 90. He's a chartered accountant as well, And it was really his circumstances that led to the Mike Cole bill. So would you tell the story of how you arrived at wanting to do something with your insurance policies, Morris?
Okay, Paul. I bought life insurance policies about 25 years ago. I was in my 60s, and I bought term policies, knowing that term life insurance has no cash value, has nothing. But it's in case something happened to me, I wanted the money to look after my wife. And so I paid and paid and paid. And I thought we would grow old gracefully together. Didn't work. My wife got sick. I needed to get a caregiver. After paying for caregivers for 8 years, my RIFs were gone, my savings were gone, and I had these term life insurance policy, which I struggled desperately to keep paying because it's the only thing to look after my wife when I was gone. But lo and behold, now we're both in our 90s, and I called the insurance companies. I had two of them. I called them. I said, look, I've got a $200,000 policy. I'm 91 years old. You know that you're going to have to pay $200,000 in a year or two. I want to look after my wife at home. I need the money now.
Well done. Yeah.
Give me $100,000 and you'll make $100,000. One company didn't answer at all. The other one, a vice president, called me and he said, oh, you mean a viatical? I didn't know what that was. He said, we could do it in the States, but I can't do it in Canada. Do what? Lend me money on my policy, buy my policy. And I had gone to the bank to borrow against the insurance, and they said, well, we need a payment plan. I said, I don't want
Good
a payment
grief.
Plan. I want you to wait till I die. You'll get paid in full. I tried it with a charitable foundation, and they had their legal department look at it and said, no, they can't do it. It would be trafficking. I said, you're gonna get a big donation. No. Anyway, in desperation, I went to my MP to see whether something could happen with seniors. I discovered that there is an industry that will buy or lend money against policies. Mm-hmm. I never liked the idea of selling my policy because it always bothered me that if I sold the policy and died next year, whoever bought it is going to have a big windfall.
Yes, they are.
So, but I learned from Paul that I could borrow against the policy. Now, that I liked. I borrow against the policy. If I died in a year or two, they take back the loan, they take back the interest, they take back the premiums they paid, but there's a surplus which still goes to my family.
Nice.
And that was, for me, simply amazing because I didn't think the term policies had any value. I struggled to keep paying because if I died, it's the only thing to look after my wife. But yet, if I could have the money now and look after her and keep her at home, it would be a lifesaver.
Morris, how did Mike Cole get involved in this?
Well, he was my MP. So I just went to my provincial MP and I said, look, I can borrow against my policies if I lived in Nova Scotia or in Quebec. But why am I penalized in Ontario that I can't borrow against the policies or sell them?
Great question.
And he had done some work on a private member's bill on insurance and thought, took an interest in it, took an interest in me, and thought that my story would be meaningful for seniors who are desperate. And there was a press conference, and I told that story. And the bill went to second reading. I was invited to Parliament to sit in the gallery and listen to the objections. And I thought those objections were really stupid. Seemed to me the life insurance company should. They said that people will take advantage of seniors. They'll buy their policies. They won't give them the right amount of money. And we're protecting them.
Oh.
But If they're protecting, they should buy the policy.
Of course they should.
They should say, we'll give you a fair price. You don't have to be. Anyway, they didn't. They wouldn't. And
But Mike's bill got to second reading, which, I mean, if you know anything about the way Parliament runs, a private member's bill to make it pass first is pretty good. They got to read it. Right. For it to get past second, that means that people understand that there is a lot of substance here. And it just came so close to getting
passed. Should have been a cinch, and the government changed.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you're still fighting. You're sitting here in the room with us telling your story now. You know, obviously, you have a new MP. I don't know who that might be because I'm terrible at that stuff. But have you approached your MPP to say, hey, you know, this is still a going concern?
Not yet.
Let's get them on the line now, shall we?
What's happened is that... with the loan I got from Canadian Life Settlements, it's bought me a year or two.
Good.
And I can catch my breath. But I do have another policy, and I am ready. I will try to meet with my MPP, Robin Martin. I'm happy to work with them, but it's because right now I'm not under the stress and the pressure that I was. I just never went back, but I should really, because it'll help somebody else.
Tell you what, Morris, I'm up against the clock. I want to continue talking. Paul, really, really quick question. If Morris decided tomorrow to say to hell with Ontario and move to Montreal, these are national life insurance companies. It's not, you know, Ian's Insurance Company Ontario, is it? Or is it? Are they Canadian?
They take the view, the insurance industry and regulators take the view, if the policy was issued in Ontario, it is an Ontario policy.
Nice.
So it's very convenient. So Morris, unfortunately, could not go to Quebec and buy that.
Hopefully by this point in the show, you understand the importance of at least letting us know what you think. We have a survey online. We are going to give you the URL for that survey. You're going to go to it, and hopefully you're going to complete it. We want to know what your opinions are. Canadian Life Settlements want to make the stuff we've been talking about this hour a reality for all Canadians with Life Settlements, Life Advances. Register your interest in allowing an open market in Ontario for Life Settlements, Life Loans. You know what? And in the process, put your name in. There's a chance there to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Florida for one, and you have to take a radio host with you. But that's okay. I'll go. Seriously, go to the website, hiddenvalue.ca, hiddenvalue.ca. All you got to do is answer a couple of questions. Let us know what you think of this discussion that we're having right now. You can also give us a call, 416-872-1010. Text us at 71010. But seriously, whatever you do, go to the website, hiddenvalue.ca. Ask the Expert continues here on News Talk 1010. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Ian Grant, and this is Ask the Expert on News Talk 1010. In studio this hour, I have Paul Tyers with me. He's a chartered professional accountant. He's a certified financial planner, and we are talking about Canadians having the ability, if required, to sell their life insurance. Now, Paul, I mean, I started the hour by saying that, honestly, when I got the information on the show we're doing, the first question on my mind was, what the hell we're doing this? Because I assumed, based on my TV watching, that this wasn't an issue. This is, you know, there's all kinds of commercials. There's, you know, I fully assumed that if I had a life insurance policy, by the time I hit, you know, 70 years old or so, if I chose to cash it in, I could supplement my retirement and everything would be great. And then you pointed out, no, you're watching way too much American TV, which is part of the problem here, because in Canada, this is a no-go except for four provinces. Why are the Americans so, this hurts, why are the Americans, Paul, so enlightened versus our Canadian insurance companies?
Well, we have a gentleman on the line, Darwin Baston, who is head of the Life Settlement Association, and he's in a better position to tell us a little bit of the history of what happened in the U.S., but it's my understanding that they also got resistance from the insurance industry. Mm-hmm. But what they did is consumerism won out, and I believe it's 44 states now have regulation. But Darwin's in a good
position. Darwin, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So this was not necessarily quite as simple and straightforward as saying, hey, insurance companies, let us buy back our insurance policies, and they all said, sure, go ahead.
No, it wasn't, because insurance, life insurance in the States is a state-based issue. So every state has their own regulations with regards to life insurance. But what really made the difference in the U.S. is that way back in 1911, the United States Supreme Court, in a case, declared that your life insurance policy is personal property. And so it's an investment just like any other investment that you make. Now, that was very, very dormant for years and years, and then the idea of selling your policy came to light in the period of time during the AIDS crisis when people were living a very short period of time. Once they had AIDS, they had a policy, they could sell it and maximize the value of it for medications and to extend their lives. Then when that went away, then the idea was born about, wait a minute, seniors have these life insurance policies. They paid into them for years and years. And if this is a true investment, then when they have a shorter number of years to live, they should be able to sell that investment for whatever its value was at the time. Now, why did the life insurance companies always object? It was a very difficult fight here for a number of years because the life insurance companies really want you to lapse policies. They make their money because you pay premiums in and their profits increase significantly if you lapse it, so they don't have to pay a death benefit. And so the life settlement industry really has spent a lot of time in the last 4 or 5 years just simply saying consumers should have a right to know that their life insurance policy may have a value greater than its cash surrender value, and they don't necessarily have to lapse it. So whether it's here, whether it's in Canada, this life insurance is an investment. You should be able to do what you want to with it, and life companies should recognize that and actually be grateful that there is capital out there that's willing to take the risk and buy this investment from the seniors so they can have more funds to retire with and to pay health care costs.
Darren, thank you so much for joining us. I guess it's pretty obvious then that, you know, in your position, you're working with Paul to move things forward up here in Ontario.
Oh, absolutely. Paul up there, and remember, Paul is a certified financial planner. And there are certain obligations, I think, that all of us who have been in the investment management industry and certainly financial planners have with their clients, and that's to look at all of the assets that they have and use them in the best way possible as they age. So in this case, I think it is incumbent upon all financial planners.
No.
Individuals' money has an obligation, actually, to fight for this. And I believe that the legislative people eventually also have an obligation to act in the best interest of their consumers rather than life insurance companies. And the sale of a life insurance company or life insurance policy should be allowed everywhere, regardless of where you are.
Darren, thank you so much for joining us. And as we wrap up the hour, Morris, you have to be a great poster child for how this could work and should work in this province. You are one of the success stories, even it was for just that limited time when this was a possibility in the province, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you know what, this is where you need to go to the website. Paul, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. As I said, I started this show having no idea about it, and now I'm as passionate as the next because I don't, you know, the injustice out there is just ridiculous. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. As you can hear, the happy music's going. I got to get out of here, but thank you very much for this hour. You know what? Register your interest in allowing an open market in Ontario for life settlements and life loans. In the process, you can enter your name for a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Florida for one. All you have to do is visit the website, hiddenvalue.ca, hiddenvalue.ca. I'm Ian Grant. Go to the website, take a listen to the podcast, find out more about this issue. Thank you, Mike. See you guys tomorrow morning.